America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
I welcome you to the Monday edition of A Call for Revival. Father, will you help us today? In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we're looking in Matthew chapter number 6, and we're studying on the idea of the model prayer, or some call it the Lord's Prayer, and why this prayer was removed from our public schools in 1963. Well, the reason for that is not Madeline Murray O'Hara, it's not the Supreme Court, but the reason for it is a spiritual reason, because the devil hates prayer. Now, the first thing I said to you, Matthew 6:9, after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven. The devil does not like God's position in heaven. And then I said to you the next line of the prayer, hallowed be thy name. The devil does not like holiness. You see, yes, it was Madeline Murray O'Hara, it was the Supreme Court, it was the liberals of that day that had prayer removed from our school. But it was a deeper meaning than that. The devil hates holiness. You see, from 1962 and 63, when they took prayer from the schools, the crime rate exploded. And we raised a generation without God. Why? Because we raised a generation that did not believe in the position of God. We raised a generation that believed way back in the beginning of time. I don't know exactly when. I was a tadpole when it began to begin, and then it was a frog with my tail tucked in. And then I was a monkey in a coconut tree, and I swung too high, and my tail broke off. I hit the ground and became a man with a Ph.D. And we'd rather believe that stuff than to believe in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. And so then we come to the holiness of God. Well, nobody wanted to live holy. You had the hippie movement. You had the Beatles. You had Elvis Presley. You had all the rock music of that day, the dope smoking, the free love. And, brother, it ruined a society because holiness was not being taught in the schoolroom. Now, let me show you another one. Amen. Verse number 10, thy kingdom come. Now, when you pray that prayer, you're praying for the millennial reign. You're praying for the rule of Christ. You see, the devil does not like the rule of God. The devil does not like rules. Let me say this. Did you know that God is a God of order? Now, some of you, because we're born-again believers, you just say, well, I'll let God lead. And what you're saying by saying, I let God lead, is anything that comes to your mind emotionally, you do it. Well, that's not God leading. God has a list of rules. God has a Bible, and we're to go by that. Now, I'm not saying that you're not to be led of the Lord. There's a thin line there. But what I'm saying is this, God is a God of order. God's a God of rules, and God has some thou shalt and thou shalt not. By the way, that is not legalism, and that is not under the law. God has some thou shalt nots under grace. Now, we don't preach that much anymore, but it's there. I preach it. I hope some of you do. But I'm saying as a general rule. But the devil had this prayer kicked out of school because he don't like rules. Well, if kids grew up today, now do kids have rules today? Oh, you say, well, preacher, we found out we was too hard on our children 30 years ago. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And look what a generation we've grown up in now. Why, the kids don't care about mom and daddy. They only care about getting their money at the end of the way. And the kids don't take care of mom and daddy. They just put them off in the rest home somewhere. Now, I understand sometimes they have to do that. But I'm just simply saying to you that we have raised a generation without God. Why? The devil had this prayer kicked out of school because he don't like rules, brother. He don't like rules.
America,
you have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.